At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Hello and welcome, my loyal listeners. Oh, how we missed you. What do we got today? We got Washington, the state, sound, eels, and the color brown. Round one, Washington. Named after President George Washington, it is the only U.S. state named after a president. Question one. Which large city in Washington is known as the Emerald City?
I don't know.
The answer is Seattle. Emerald City is also the capital of Oz. Seattle is known as the Emerald City due to its lush greenery. Question two. What coffee company started in Seattle in 1971?
Coffee Mate?
Starbucks. Furthermore, Microsoft is from Washington. Amazon is headquartered there. Boeing has a big presence there. That is some big business from the state of Washington. Question three. What fruit is Washington the nation's top producer of?
Grapes?
Good guess. Apples, and actually red raspberries too. The state's arid climate with warm summers and cold winters, along with its nutrient-rich soil and advanced farming techniques, contribute to its apple-growing success. Question 4. Which U.S. state lies directly south of Washington?
California?
So close. It's Oregon. It's nestled in between the two. Us Americans are historically bad at geography. Oregon is my home state and my alma mater. Go Ducks. Question 5. Which type of whale is commonly seen in the waters around the San Juan Islands of Washington?
Humpback whales?
Orca killer whales. Orcas, both a dolphin and a whale, they live in complex family groups called pods and one of the few animals that can recognize themselves in the mirror. Mila starts slow, but I bet she warms up in round two. Sound. Vibration is what causes sound, which is why there is no sound in space, because there are no molecules to carry the vibrations. Also, decibels is the unit used to measure loudness or sound intensity. Those are the free facts. And on to the contest. Question 1. What is the name of the phenomenon when sound waves bounce off a surface and return to the source?
Echolocation?
Yes. Echoes are fun. Unless you're recording a podcast. She's on the board. Question 2. Which travels faster, sound or light?
Sound.
Light. Light travels roughly 1 million times faster than sound in air. This massive speed difference is why you see lightning before you hear thunder.
I thought I heard thunder before I saw lightning. But I guess I just saw the thunder from a different lightning strike.
And that's what the show's all about. Learning, dispelling myths, and giving me 5 stars. You know what I'm saying, kids? Question 3. What technology is commonly used in medical imaging to view babies in the womb?
I forgot what it's called.
Ultrasound. Bats also use it when hunting. Ultrasound can even be used to break up kidney stones. Question 4. What word is used to describe music performed without electrical instruments?
I don't know, classical music?
Acoustic. A cappella is without instruments at all. Question 5. Can you name 2 of the top 5 loudest animals on Earth?
An elephant and some type of bird?
So close. Elephant, I think I saw on the list that maybe 6 or 7. But here's what the order goes according to Google. Then I have something to say about the difference between ChatGPT and Google. So sperm whale, 230 decibels, loudest animal on Earth. Then you have, in various degrees of decibels, blue whale. They said they produce a sound that can travel hundreds of miles. The pistol shrimp that like stuns its prey with some loud, I guess, pistol punch or something. You have a howler monkey, lions, cicadas. They're all some of the loudest animals on Earth. And then I did see elephant on there. Now, if you ask Google, what is the loudest animal on Earth? Blue whale. You ask, sorry. Sperm whale. It's ChatGPT that said blue whale. So AI, you got to get your act together. Everybody's banking on you to save the future. You can't even tell us the loudest animal. Mila gets on the board that round. She's at 1 point halfway through the show. This episode, as always, is brought to you by Golf Pond. Check the link in the description. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it straight from their website. It is a great backyard game, safe and fun for kids of all ages. Round 3, we have eels. Fascinating animals. They can swim backwards, and their blood is toxic to humans, but it is destroyed when you cook them. Question 1. True or false? Eels are fish.
True?
Yes. Even though they look like snakes, eels breathe with gills. Question 2. The electric eel lives in which part of the world?
The Atlantic Ocean?
South America. Electric eels live in the Amazon River Basin. Question 3. Which kind of eel is known for living in coral reefs and poking its head out of holes?
An ambush eel?
Is that such a thing? I never heard of it. Sounds cool though. Moray eel. Moray eels are fearsome predators with razor sharp teeth. Question 4. Which country in Europe eats the most eels, especially around Christmas, with a dish called capitone?
I don't know how you managed to work geography into eels so many times, but I don't know.
Italy! Italy is the birthplace of Renaissance. Well, what have we learned? Geography, a big part of everything. Question 5, no geography. What color are most baby eels when they hatch?
White?
We're going to give like half a point because it's transparent, which maybe is whitish, and that's why they're sometimes called glass eels. 1.5 for eels. Will she finish strong with the round brown. Fun fact about brown. Brown eyes are the most common in the world. Mila, what color eyes do you have?
They're green, I think.
Greeny blue. Very beautiful. I have hazel eyes. Question one. Charlie Brown is the main character from which classic comic strip?
Peanuts?
Yes. Peanuts was created by Charles Schulz in 1950, and it ran daily for 50 years, ending in the year 2000. Furthermore, Snoopy, Charlie Brown's dog, is one of the most famous cartoon pets of all time. Question two. What company has the slogan, "What can Brown do for you?"
I don't know.
UPS, the competitor to FedEx. They have the brown trucks traveling all over. Fun fact, UPS drivers walk an average of 4 to 5 miles every day.
I just saw a white UPS truck yesterday.
Well, for reals?
Yeah.
Well, they gotta change that slogan. Are you sure it was not like a United States postal truck?
I'm pretty sure it was a UPS truck, and I'm pretty sure it was white. I've never seen a brown one before.
Well, next time we're in the car and I see a brown UPS truck, I'm gonna point it out. Question three. Which dog breed is famously chocolate brown and loves the water?
A chocolate lab?
Yes, Labrador Retrievers, and they are the most popular dog breed in the United States. Question four. Which U.S. Supreme Court case declared racial segregation in public schools unconstitutional?
I don't know.
Brown versus Board of Education. The landmark ruling came in 1954. The case was named after Oliver Brown, one of the parents who challenged segregation in Topeka, Kansas. Question 5. The color brown is made by mixing all three primary colors. What are those three colors?
Red, yellow, and blue.
That's correct. Is that true? There's only three primary colors?
Yeah.
I figured you would know that one. So she finishes strong. She's up to 5.5. And before we go to two truths and a lie, guess what we're about to do, folks? We're about to go to Great Wolf Lodge this weekend. So excited. And by the way, we bought the one-day pass on August 4th because every August 4th, they're not even a sponsor. That'd be sweet if they were. They have a big flash sale because they keep their water parks 84 degrees. So next August 4th, buy a fun thing. And by the way, Great Wolf Lodge, become a sponsor. Two truths and a lie, water parks. Statement one, the world's largest water park is in Germany, built inside a former airplane hangar. Statement two, the first water slide was invented in the 1950s in California. Statement 3. All water parks use salt water instead of chlorinated water for their pools and attractions. So you have largest water park in Germany, the first water slide invented in California, and water parks use salt water instead of chlorinated water. Mila, the lie.
1950.
No, that is true. The lie is salt water because most water parks actually use chlorinated fresh water. Only a few specialty parks use salt water. That's it for us. We hope you have such a good fall. Here in Maryland, fall is the best season. It's so beautiful and so colorful. And we will catch you next time on Trivia with Dad.